the 2020 CUNA GAC in lovely Washington, D.C. And we're here with Scott Hansen from Harlan Clark. How are you, Scott?
Doing great.
Good. How's the conference going for you?
Oh, it's going great. Seems like every year it gets bigger and better.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
No doubt.
Any highlights for you? Anything stand out this time?
Well, I was just commenting to one of my colleagues that as and it's kind of related to this topic, as we think about member experience and all of the things that we've been focused on over the last few years, we're finding that that's actually a pretty common theme now throughout the entire event, mm-hmm. not only in the sessions, but throughout the trade show exhibit hall. A lot of talk around the importance of member experience.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Member experience or customer experience or however you want to say it.
Yeah.
CX is one story told in five parts. So what's this one story told in five parts?
Yeah, sure. So I think most people know who Harlan Clark is.
Oh,
a
yeah.
lot of them think of us certainly as a provider of check printing solutions, mm-hmm. and that's a part of our heritage we're proud of for over 144 years.
Oh my gosh.
That's no doubt about it. But really what's happened over the last few years is we've become very focused on anything that helps a credit union do a better job of engaging with its members.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would naturally realize that that would mean that everything about our product development efforts, our investments, our strategic alliances, our acquisitions would be focused mm-hmm. on technology and processes and people mm-hmm. that help a credit union achieve mm-hmm. higher levels of member experience. And a lot of the research that has gone into it has allowed us to really think through some of the key characteristics of the CX situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, one of the first points we make, and then I'll go through the five parts
sure.
of the story,
sure.
is that we believe member experience is probably the single most important differentiator in 2020 and beyond. There's a lot of excellent service being provided across many different institutions.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's invested in technology, and there's a certain amount of parity in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that the key differentiator has to do with going above and beyond from a member experience point of view. A couple of metrics that's come out of our research as credit unions continue to consolidate, merger, acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that made us realize CX is really important is the fact that up to 50% of the members may experience attrition during the time of a merger or acquisition.
Oh, really?
So, and it's not necessarily because of anything technical
mm-hmm.
that went wrong mm-hmm. with the merger of two credit unions
or
credit union behind
that.
A community bank.
Yeah.
But it has to do with a lack of comfort, lack of knowledge, lack of understanding. Oftentimes it comes down to communications and handholding
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
experience rather than a technical deficiency that was taking place. Our research also indicates that those organizations that are highly focused on the member experience are the correlation is 10 to 15% better revenue results
mm-hmm.
Simply because that is an area, as I've mentioned, of differentiation that they
mm-hmm.
can really invest in and
mm-hmm.
get the return on. We're finding from the research we're doing with members on behalf of our clients is that 50% of the membership of 50% of all members that we survey are of the belief that their credit unions are good or better in terms of experience.
Mm-hmm.
The flip side of that is 50% believe they're not good or better.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
And
okay.
So, you know, there's an important point there. And, you know, a member can be happy, but not necessarily feeling like they're receiving an excellent experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they may be happy up until the moment they leave, which is you know, an interesting part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no doubt.
The Net Promoter Score research indicates that 85% of credit union's members are highly likely to recommend the credit union, provided they've got a very positive experience going.
Yes.
So, you know, when we talk about the five parts, the first part we talk about is market differentiation. And that really gets down to personalization. And I'm not talking about personalization of a mail piece where I use your first name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's important.
Sure.
It's personalization of the products and services that I know, based on my analysis of the data about that member, that are absolutely relevant to them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's not personalizing a name on a mail piece or on an email. It's personalizing the entire service spectrum.
Right, right.
So that I, by virtue of analyzing my data, I'm able to anticipate what a member needs and wants and when they want it and what channel they want me to deliver it through.
And based on their previous behavior.
Based
right?
on previous yeah. behavior, yeah. based on, you know, a wide variety of big data and analytics. So that's an area that we find that organizations that are thriving in and improving member experience are investing in their analytical capabilities. And therefore, that's an area that we're focused on. Measuring the satisfaction levels and so forth. Another major area is revenue impact, and this is, I think this is very important. What we are really trying to help our clients understand is that member experience is not a one-off exercise. It's not a campaign, right? And relatedly, it's not a matter of telling your chief financial officer, this quarter we are going to invest this much in member experience and we will measure it and next quarter we'll see the return. It's really a long-term lifetime value proposition.
Yeah.
And so if I think about mistakes that a credit union may be prone to make is taking too short a view of the benefits of member experience, right? Mm-hmm. And you've got to have that longer term perspective to realize that it's a holistic game that goes on and on. It's not, although this is important, it's not just about day one and a new member opens a share draft account. That's important. Want to get that member activated, getting them using those other services. But it's an investment in things that truly allow us to deepen that relationship for years to come and retain them for many, many years to come. Right. So the revenue piece of that is pretty important. When we talk about delivering relevance, we definitely focus again on that personalization component. When I think about relevance, it's not just relevance of marketing efforts. It's important. It's relevance of the entire member experience throughout the organization, from product design to product pricing to product delivery to the channels that we make available to the members, how effectively those channels cooperate and collaborate. It definitely has to do with the marketing mix. The example I use is if you had $200,000 in a money market account at a credit union and another $200,000 in a CD, and I spend money as a marketing department in the credit union to offer you a $1,000 unsecured line of credit, that's probably not a very relevant offer.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's something off there.
There's something off.
Yeah.
And there's two problems with it. I wasted money making an irrelevant offer to you.
Yeah.
And I demonstrated clearly to you, I actually don't understand.
I don't know you, right? Exactly.
So relevance is important.
Take that $200,000 back and
flip
go somewhere else.
You know, we're running a 25 basis points bonus on a jumbo CD.
Yeah.
Don't send it to your 20-year-old member who just got out of school and has student loans up to here.
Yeah.
And they have $85 in their share draft account and $200 in their share account. A 25 basis points bonus on a jumbo CD, similar.
Right.
It's irrelevant, proves I don't know who you are.
Right.
And so we think, and again, that ties back data and a mindset of let's make sure everything we do, marketing, service delivery, is focused on the member experience. One of the biggest areas over the last 2 years that we see as an opportunity to make a positive impact on member experience has to do with event change management.
What do you mean by that?
Could be an internet banking conversion,
going from
provider A to provider B.
Okay.
Could be a merger acquisition of two credit unions. Mm-hmm. Could be a credit union acquiring a community bank.
Mm-hmm.
It could be branch closure, branch opening.
Mm-hmm.
Could be even something as subtle as a beloved branch manager who's been at the credit union for 40 years, retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Those are changes that can affect member experience.
Oh, completely.
And let me use internet banking as the example.
Sure.
You can actually have a perfectly competent conversion. So vendor A did a great job of deconverting. Vendor, you know, they didn't want to lose that credit union as a client, but they helped deconvert.
Right.
The new internet banking provider was proud to take on that new project with their new client.
Oh, yeah.
And they flipped the switch at 2:00 in the morning on Sunday, and everything goes beautifully. And you can still have a very bad member experience. Why? Well, first of all, the amount and quality of communication you do with the members far in advance of that moment is critical. Nowadays, people are extra sensitive to security issues, right? We know that if you're putting communications in a statement or on the website when they log in, a lot of people still aren't going to see it. You got to reinforce that.
Yeah.
We've got to make sure we've got that outreach. Otherwise, what happens on Monday morning, and you go to log in, and it looks different, and it's asking you to reset your password, and it's asking you to change your security questions, you're already suspicious, and you're like, I don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. So what do? You call the 800 number. Mm-hmm. The credit union may be used to handling 10 or 15 calls an hour at that number. What happens if there's 5,000?
Quadruple for sure.
What do you do? Oh. Because now I think I've been hacked. I call the number, nothing happens.
Right.
I can't get through.
Right.
Or worse yet, it overloads the lines and it doesn't even ring busy. Oh. It doesn't even switch you into a queue, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
After the fact, what are we doing to help communicate and educate, answering questions on behalf of a member? You know, a credit union is wise to gear up for that capability. That's one of the things we've invested tremendously
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
So we have many examples where we'll start working with the organization a month before a conversion.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get 40 or 50 of our contact center agents. I have 1,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
40 or 50 of our contact center agents completely trained on the credit union's outgoing and incoming internet banking platform.
Mm-hmm.
We may even go ahead and have admin rights behind the scenes to help. The night of the switch, we flip the switch over. So that the line comes to us, we answer the phone on behalf of the credit union.
Nice.
I've got 50 people that can handle that call queue.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to answer all the questions. As soon as the volume dies down after 3 or 4 days, we flip the switch back. We've even been helping our clients with the advanced communications, outbound calling for certain member segments.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is not ever gonna see necessarily the implications of what that change is going to feel like. Might not be bad for my mom, one of the most important members, to get a call. All right, let's do that proactively.
Yeah.
If she happens to call out a concern, let's answer it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
After the fact, let's benchmark, see how we did. What's the satisfaction of the membership? What kind of attrition did we have? If the internet banking system changed, did we have people stop using it?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of things
They have
the opportunity to be a bad experience, but when you flip it around, it actually has the opportunity not merely to be neutral, but to go well beyond in the eyes of the member.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call from my credit union.
Yeah, and they're going to tell their family and friends about it.
And that, sure enough, on Monday morning when I logged in, it was different,
mm-hmm.
and everything was already all set up for me. Loved it.
Oh, that's awesome.
When we talk about brand support related to member experience, what we're really working with our clients on is branding is not just about promoting the credit union. It's not just about promoting products and services and rates and convenience. If in fact a credit union believes that member experience is one of the most important differentiators going forward, the whole member experience concept should become part of the brand.
Mm-hmm.
It is my brand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Credit unions had the benefit of having an excellent industry brand of compassion for the community, helping people. Let's take it to that next step.
Mm-hmm.
What we find is the large institutions are investing billions of dollars in technology,
mm-hmm.
and although they may not have the personal footprint locally, they're overcoming that with technology investment. And we believe that credit unions have the golden opportunity to marry up what is already an excellent posture for working, for dealing with members,
mm-hmm.
and take it to that next level. So as they promote their organization, as they seek new membership, as they look to retain members, make sure member experience is top of mind in the promotion.
Oh, no doubt.
Because it's top of mind in the member.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm using a term, I've got my notes here. I'm talking about LCDFRE. LCDFRE.
No idea.
Make sure you're listening. Make sure you're compelling.
Okay.
Make sure you're discoverable. Make sure the experiences the member has with you is frictionless.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure everything you do is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you are always engaged. So LCDFRE.
Got it.
And we believe if a credit union doesn't simply say, oh yeah, we do all that.
Uh-huh.
And they actually honestly assess themselves, and that comes along with assessing how the members view
mm-hmm.
you, right? The members will tell you if you're frictionless or not.
They'll screen that from the mountaintop.
The senior management suite may declare, oh yes, we're frictionless. Well, it's up to the member to declare
mm-hmm.
that. Do the members believe we're properly engaging?
Mm-hmm.
Are we easy to find?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does our online presence make it easy for a member to know that
mm-hmm.
this branch is open today,
mm-hmm.
even though it's maybe they thought it wouldn't be?
Right.
That's the totality of it. So LCDFRE.
Got it. Wrote it down right there.
It's not really an acronym. I should have put it in an order that you could pronounce.
Exactly. You could do that. So is this is this like a white paper or is it some a blog post or is there somewhere that I could link to it so people can get to it? Because there's a lot of great information in here.
Absolutely.
A lot of detailed stuff.
Yeah,
for sure.
If you go visit harlanclark.com, you'll find it right there.
Okay.
And it's a you know a downloadable 5-page piece that really has a lot more information.
Okay, great.
That we're seeing a lot of people very interested in.
Yeah, I think the customer experience, or in this case, the member experience, is crucial in a credit union's quest to continue growing and be
competing,
relevant.
Yeah,
competing and be relevant. Yeah, good stuff. All right, Scott.
All right, great.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you again.
Well done. Good to see you as well.
Thank you.